In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ likens the kingdom of heaven to a marriage invitation by a certain king on behalf of his son. So he sends out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and these servants represent the prophets and the apostles. We find two different but related responses to this invitation, one being indifference and the other hostile rebellion. Those who were indifferent to this invitation excused themselves over worldly cares, while others actually persecuted and killed those sent by the king to extend his invitation. Of course, this parable refers to the great and continual marriage feast of the Son of God to his bride, the church. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 and following, we read, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" The New Jerusalem is the city built by God. It's the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, but it's not a city that is of brick and mortar. Oh, we do have brick and mortar as part of it, but it's a minor part. The city is the people. The church is the people of God. Those who have repented from their sins have returned to God and have opened their hearts to his healing mercies. God the Father has invited each and every human being ever created and who will ever be created out of nothing by him to this great feast, to take up their appointed place at this continual celebration, which will be without end. It will culminate in the eschaton, the end times, but we have opportunity now to get a foretaste of the reality of what God has awaiting us. We must receive this gift, though. We must have a sense of urgency in uniting ourselves to the bridegroom now. Woe be unto that person that rejects this divine invitation in preference to the things of this world. And this is what we see in today's gospel. So many said, "I don't have time for that. I've got other things to do. I just really don't care about that." And of course, in some cases, others were even hostile and violent and murdered them. This invitation was extended to the Jews first, who for the most part rejected Christ, the Son of God incarnate, the bridegroom. So God sent his servants, the apostles, out into the highways to gather any and all whose hearts would respond to this divine invitation. But as we hear from our Lord today, many are called, but few are chosen. The king sincerely desires that all should come to his feast. But each must accept the invitation by preparing himself with the proper wedding garment. We all have a free will. And as we have said many times before, God never forces Himself on anybody. This is an invitation. An invitation. But it is up to us to respond to it. And that response, my dear friends, is not a one-time event. It is a continual, a perpetual series of reaffirmations of that acceptance. The RSVP to the King that we give is one which we have to renew daily, because we can fall away. We can just quit, and it happens. Our faith can die. St. James writes that faith without works is dead. So we have to do our part, and we have to clothe ourselves in Christ. The priest prays during the keron, the service of preparation, just before the service of preparation, before any of you get here, the following: "How shall I, the unworthy, dare to enter the brilliance of thy holy place? If I venture to enter into the bridal chamber, my garment will denounce me, for it is not a wedding garment, and I shall be cast out, bound by the angels. Cleanse, O Lord, the defilement of my soul, and save me, for thou art the lover of mankind." There's only one righteousness, and it is the righteousness of God. There's only one holiness, it is the holiness of God. God alone forgives. God alone justifies. And He desperately wants to do just that. But we have to give ourselves over to that. And it is not an event. It is an ongoing, life-changing process that takes our entire life. The wedding garment is provided by the host and is not optional. One who is improperly attired at the wedding indicates that one has either not been invited or has rejected the host's hospitality. The wedding garment is true repentance and righteousness, the righteousness of God, the fruits of the Holy Spirit completing His work in us, and repenting from our sins, returning to God with a soft, obedient heart, we clothe ourselves with Christ. Our unrighteousness is transformed into His righteousness. Not because we are worthy, because none of us is, but because He loves us, even though He knows every flaw. He sees every sin in us. He stands ready to give us His healing mercies, so that we can receive His invitation and take our God-appointed seat. You know, even in the world, even in this world, doesn't it feel nice when you go to a banquet or a formal dinner and you dress up, and when you get there, somebody's there to meet you and to take you to your place, and you have that little name card there and everything? That's your place. Doesn't that give you a good feeling? Even in this world, it feels good to have that sense of place, that sense of, this is where I belong. Well, God has a designated seat for each of us in that banquet that will take place in the eschaton. Make no mistake about it, He has prepared that place for the great marriage feast for you and for me. What is incumbent upon each of us is that we purify ourselves from the passions and enter into communion with our Lord Jesus Christ, that we see our lives as a lifelong project of movement toward God, as St. Anthony the Great said so beautifully, that all of life is a procession toward God. But on the way there, a transformation takes place in us, if we allow it. A transformation that is effected by the work of the Holy Spirit. Let us prepare ourselves, my dear friends, in Christ. Let us put on our wedding garment. Let us put Christ on Let us take seriously this invitation issued in a very personal way to each of us. May we all find our place at that great banquet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.